I'm Steve Miller reporting. A White House official says President Donald Trump plans to inform Congress Friday of his decision to release a classified memo alleging that top law enforcement officials were biased against the president. Speaker of the House Paul Ryan said Thursday the memo was not an attack against the FBI or the Mueller-Russia investigation.
What it is the Congress's legitimate function of oversight to make sure that the FISA process is being used correctly.
Democrats and other critics of the memo say it selectively uses classified intelligence to allege the Russia investigation is affected by political bias. The Taliban Markaz Pakistan. Afghan President Ashraf Ghani said the Taliban's base is in Pakistan and asked Pakistan to take action to prevent further attacks by the militants on Afghan territory. In a televised speech to the nation flanked by Islamic clerics Friday, Ghani also urged Taliban insurgents who wanted to talk peace with the government to separate themselves from those who only want to fight. Ghani's comments come a day after Afghan officials said Afghanistan gave Pakistan concessions and other proof showing that the militants who carried out a recent series of attacks were trained in Pakistan and that Taliban leaders were allowing them to roam freely. State media reports the oldest son of Cuba's late communist leader, Fidel Castro, committed suicide Thursday after months of treatment for depression. Fidel Castro Diaz Balart had been in a deeply depressed state, according to state television. His treatment had required an initial hospitalization, then outpatient follow-ups. Diaz Balart was 68 years old. This is VOA News. A Kenyan lawyer present at the symbolic swearing-in of opposition leader Raila Odinga was arrested Friday. Miguna